This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. It's day three for us here. You've got Bo here. Abe is in for Mike today and all week. I'm Allie Mack, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We were just checking out the Hank Aaron tribute that happened last night at Truist Park during the All-Star Game. Of course, we're going to talk about the four schools that are presenting today at SEC Media Days, but I didn't have a chance to see this way, Bo, because I was actually sitting where Hank Aaron hit that 715th home run, where they lit that part up in the field. I was there last night with Grant, and I did want to bring up a little side story about that, because I posted a photo on my Instagram at Allie Mack Radio if you want to see it, because you said yesterday, when I go to Truist for the All-Star game, I need to try some of the foods we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Because there was the Don't Call It Hotlanta chicken sandwich. There's the peach cobbler nachos. That's what they were offering up. Okay, I didn't realize this. Those were only offered at like one or two places at Truist, and there were kind of a few people there last night. Kind of a few.
So you're telling me you weren't willing to wait in line to sacrifice for this show after you had talked about these pieces of food. And now
I was told she was the queen of Atlanta baseball. I think she needs to be invested in baseball.
No. Hold on. First off, don't screw up the nicknames I've given her. She's the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball.
First lady of Atlanta.
So get it right, Abraham.
Yeah. So both of those nicknames play into this, because you know what line didn't have a lot of people in?
The tofu line?
Oh, no.
I shouldn't even have that.
The line that had my fake Italian sausage.
Oh. I was wondering. You know what's funny is I saw that this morning that you had tagged me, and I reposted it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And when you brought us back and you started talking about it, I was like, wait a minute. Like, that looked like some kind of, like, cheesesteak type sandwich. How did she eat that?
Exactly.
Did Grant eat it for her? Tell her. I was like, oh, it was good. Trust me.
What's so funny about that is, because I posted it on my Instagram, which I don't normally post pictures of food, but we had been talking about the tourist food all last week and throughout the weekend. I was like, sure, why not put it up there? My girlfriend texted me, and she was like, wait, are you eating meat right now? She thought it was real.
You know what's funny is your Instagram followers are going to probably see a change in what you're posting.
Yeah.
As like, and they're probably going to be like, wait, what happened
She's
to this?
She's betrayed us.
Like, what happened to this girl? Like, who? I don't even know you anymore.
We've lost another one to the dark side.
Or you might lose a couple followers because of that. Like, I used to like this girl. She used to post about like, country music artists, and now all of a sudden it's like food and sports.
Well, I mean, speaking of country artists, I mean, Kane Brown was there last night before the All-Star game singing Georgia on My Mind. And then we had Zach Brown Band opening up with the national anthem. It, like, Abe, you were saying earlier today, it was just such a great showing for Truist last night at the All-Star game. One side effect I didn't realize was going to happen, in hindsight's 2020, is clearly if you're going to the All-Star game, you are a massive baseball fan. You might not know facts correctly, though. So all around us, we are hearing different little trivia pieces from other fans being said. And clearly my husband is.
Oh, no. Well, that's not true.
A Braves insider. And he kind of files away lots of information about baseball. So I could just see him biting his tongue.
Yeah.
Not to turn around and correct. I feel like you two would be the same
This used
way.
To be a real problem for me when I would go to games in D.C., Nationals Park. With respect to our, or lack of respect to our NL East brethren, they've got to have one of the dumbest collective fan bases I've ever seen. And we would be on their metro, okay, because they have a functioning system, and we would be on the metro
wow.
there.
Wow.
You can take it to the games.
Shots
fired. the amount of just inaccuracies I would hear spouted out from people,
yeah.
like right after a game, it was wild.
Right, right.
And I had real problems, as I imagine. It pains him to be quiet, but you're not trying to get in fights
right.
on the metro.
Right.
So I had to, but it was like, oh, my God, no.
I know. Well, I was so proud of him. He did not speak up when we were hearing all the false narratives happening all around us. But we are live at SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. There are four schools presenting today, Alabama, Mississippi State, Florida, and Oklahoma. Let's run through these and kind of what you guys are expecting to hear. Alabama, let's go with that one first.
Yeah, Bo, I mean, the fascinating thing, and it's something I want to ask Greg McElroy when we chat with him in a little bit. The decision not to bring a quarterback, not to bring Ty Simpson, are we looking too much into this? What does it really mean? I thought maybe it meant something that Georgia brought Gunnar Stockton, Alabama not doing the same thing. This is a team for Kalen DeBoer that's going to have a lot of things to prove. I think they got a great offense, a great group of skill players, especially on the outside with Bernard and Ryan Williams. It's puzzling that there's no quarterback here.
I would say that I'm not sure if they're 100% positive that Ty Simpson is going to be the quarterback. I mean, I think it's easy as that. Maybe also you don't want to put him in the situation where he has to answer questions about if you believe he is the guy, you know, taking over for Jalen Milroe or the changes in the offense. And there's not a lot of changes, really. It's still what Kalen DeBoer wants to run, but they're bringing back the OC who was with Michael Penix and DeBoer in Washington after his stint in the 1 year stint in Seattle in the NFL as an OC, which didn't really go his way. So I don't really look into that. I'm interested in Kalen DeBoer's had a very good few months on the recruiting trail.
Okay, I was trying to figure out where you're headed with that.
But he didn't have a great. He had somewhat of, I guess, disappointing first year. I get irritated when a guy takes over somewhere like that, and immediately, you know, Saban was there for how many years? He takes over for him, and it's this whole, well, he's not Saban, and he's not this, and he was the reason Milroe wasn't that and this. And I just think it's a bunch of nonsense. He's judged because he's not Saban, not of who he is and what he's done. And he's got a track record of what he did at Washington. This guy can coach. I know it was at Washington. You can say whatever you want. But I just don't think he's been given much of a chance.
All of that is a fair conversation.
But you're going to do the opposite.
No. I also think, though, this is a year where you start to have some real discussions if he misses the playoffs again. Not from me, but that fan base, which already wants to turn anyways.
I'm going to tell you something. Don't don't repeat history if you're an Alabama fan base, because Alabama did this crap.
This is the grass is greener conversation.
This is the crap they did in the 90s after Stallings. You know, Stallings wins a national title. He falters a little bit. I think he, if I can't remember too much about how he left, but I want to say he retired. And then you go through a plethora of coaches.
Head coaching wilderness, baby.
Mike Price, Mike DeBose, Mike Shula, a lot of Mikes in there. And they kind of, you know, they had to get Saban off of a stint in Miami that, you know, didn't go well with the Dolphins. Or not to say well, but didn't go the way he wanted it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, let's move on to Mississippi State. What are you expecting to hear here?
Well, look, I think it's an upgrade in quarterback for them. Blake Chapin coming over from Baylor. But this is a team that was last place in the SEC, zero SEC wins. Now, they were more competitive at times while winning zero SEC games.
They got better, yeah.
Jeff Levy didn't walk into a great situation there to begin with. So we're going to be patient with them. I think obviously the goal for them is just to try and notch a couple wins in conference, maybe jump over Kentucky and where that program was last year, and hope to be where Vanderbilt is now in a couple years.
Sure, they when you have a guy like Mike Leach there, not everybody wants that. You kind of, and I know that he's been, this will be year three post Mike Leach, but remember they. He passes away. They pull the interim in, completely just blow him out. It's a very unfair situation. And now I think it's kind of somewhat of an unfair situation for Jeff Levy. I mean, I think you got to give him a little bit of time to kind of create what he wants there. So
yeah.
I don't – not a lot. I mean, for me with Miss State, I think it's just where are they going now.
Well, and today, Bo, it is your day. Florida will also be presenting.
Yes, this is the most important year for Billy Napier, because he was in – look, last year was rough. You have the toughest schedule I've ever seen ever, especially the toughest November any team's ever played in college football history. Not the modern day anyways, not the days where it was just like Auburn and Notre Dame – I mean, Alabama and Army, Notre Dame, those kind of teams, they're going at it. And but – they made leaps and bounds last year. They upset Ole Miss and LSU. Now, they were both at home, but they missed Lagway for a game against Texas. They looked brutally bad, that there was no depth at quarterback. So Napier's also had a huge leap in recruiting, and some of these recruits got to come in and kind of help out day one. They have a loaded wide receiver room, and that's Napier's side of the ball. Napier's been the play caller, right? So what can if Lagway is healthy, what can they do? And this is a make or break year for Billy Napier, whether you like it or whether he likes it or not. This is the year he's got to win. I think at least 9 games, maybe 10, but be in the playoff conversation in November.
And Oklahoma.
I got to be honest, and I've been hot takey about Oklahoma for a majority of this offseason. This is my big-time sleeper in the SEC. I don't think they're better than Texas or than Georgia. They bring in John Mateer. I think this is a guy that is, in my opinion, the second-best quarterback in the SEC behind Nussmeier. I think this is a guy that makes a serious run at the Heisman this year. They bring in Jaden Ott from Cal to do everything, all-purpose back. I think the offense is ready to roll. They got a pretty stout defense as well. I think this is a real jump forward for Venables this year.
Well, I think people forget year two was pretty good for them.
Yeah.
And then last year, the quarterback situation was kind of a mess. And he was another guy that when he got there, he had to remake that roster because that wasn't – what they looked like in the trenches wasn't Brent Venables – like his – I don't know if you want to call it his philosophy, but his style was, especially on defense. So he had to kind of redo a roster, and you hope you've got the right quarterback now.
Well, it certainly will get interesting to hear from these schools today. We can literally turn around and see everyone talking on the stage. That's where we're seated right now at the College Football Hall of Fame. But coming up, we're going to welcome in our neighbor here at SEC Media Days. Matt Flynn has been to our left the last few days, LSU MVP
Scott,
quarterback.
This guy's more particular about hats than I am.
We will get into that. He is former NFL quarterback. We'll talk to him next. It's the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.